Come on, come on. We got a magical guest over here.
Magical guest?
The magical guest.
Well, since when I was magical guest?
Hey, also known as...
magical, it's magical cootie.
No.
Magical duty. Magical duty.
Magical coochie.
Magical coochie. I like that. It's your new name. That's going to be your name in the fucking...
That's your nickname now.
That's your new name in my fucking Discord now. Alright, I'm doing it now.
I mean...
Add friend nickname, Magical Coochie.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the Beanbags Podcast. We are here today with a special guest. And that special guest is AJ over here.
No,
say hi, AJ.
It's the Magical Coochie. Magical Coochie, also known as Kyoko.
Our real guest is a person that's a very good friend of ours named Kay. But she also goes by...
Also Kyoko.
Kyoko.
There you go.
Yeah. Hi. What's up? That's what's been off.
I'm just letting you guys know I will add a little bit of the bloopers at the beginning.
Of course you will. Just of like how you better add the Thomas the Tank Engine theme to it.
At the beginning?
What?
Okay,
yeah.
I'll do that. I'll keep that in mind. Alright,
I might not know the content this time.
Yeah, you're going to have to be a Beanbag Boys fan to know about the Thomas the Tank Engine.
The legendary episode zero.
Yeah. Episode zero on Eric Chief. Is that even...
Well, it's on there. I thought you said you were going to get rid of it. Or move it to the big bed of lengths.
I don't know if I will. I don't know. I don't remember. Anywho, Kay, ever since...
Yeah. You're
Canadian, do you know your guys' anthem? And if so, can you sing it for us?
I don't think that's really... I mean, yes, but I don't think... I think it's copyrighted, isn't it?
It is copyrighted.
It's your own cover, so you'll be fine. It's like
you just gotta add a little bit of thing to it.
You gotta add your own shit to it. It will be like our...
Because
you know how the national anthems at the beginning of every big event this... You're our national anthem. So go ahead.
She's our national anthem? What?
I am the national anthem. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm the historic form of the Americans.
Do you guys have the Canadian salute? Oh, yeah, you guys do have the weird thingy. Okay.
All right. What weird thingy?
So instead of like, because you know how for Americans it's a hand over chat, the heart, or you know, saluting, right? Their salute is the palm facing out for Canadian.
Palm facing out. So salute.
Yeah, for the Canadians.
No, well, yeah, our hands are placed on our chest, but I don't think we don't really have a salute.
But anywho,
I don't think so.
Sing, Kay. I'm doing the salute. Here, I'll turn on camera for this. I don't care.
Do you have your box?
No, I
your
don't.
Box hat.
But
I mean, your bag.
It's gonna be censored anyways. No one's gonna see it besides you.
Hello, Canadians.
It's almost my birthday.
I'm Canadian. And I have maple syrup. Our maple syrup is better than the Americans because Americans taste kind of weird. And we have poutine. Fuck you.
And poutine doesn't taste that good.
I love poutine. Poutine is so good. Yeah.
You live in the U.S.
See, look at this Canadian flag. It's beautiful. It's better than the American
anything.
Flag.
Yeah. American. What do you have that's American?
I'm not pulling up. Do I even have any? Oh, wait 1 second. I do.
Bro, I thought that's the iconic American. You're proud of your country.
AJ is anything but a normal American.
Look at this like huge ass fucking flag.
It's this tiny ass flag, and it wasn't a Jack Daniel or it wasn't a Jack Daniel's bottle. So if that's any American for you, there you go.
I regret is the fact that I don't have the transportation. Like Montreal has, because Montreal's transportation is the best. They're like the best of the West, and no other. They have underground metro stations. And compared to auto rubber, it takes like about like maybe around 20 minutes. It depends. They're not even sure themselves. And it crashes. It crashes almost every time.
I'm sorry.
Anyways. Yeah. Sorry, eh? It's fine.
Sorry, eh?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm
sorry.
And then it's funny enough, they're kind of nicer. Like, usually people are like, that sounds like very stereotypical, but like it's true. They're actually genuinely nice. I came to work one time, and I made like a mess up. And usually they're kind of like, okay, yeah, go fix it, and they kind of get like a little grumpy. But my coworkers were like nice enough to like actually help and be like, hey, we're a team, like we got this, you know. Yeah. Which I thought was sweet. So yeah, yes.
People here in America suck. Like, I'll be honest with you. Finding really nice people is really hard. So when you do find them, you tend to appreciate nice people.
Yeah. I don't know. But I have my Canadian anthem. It's not how it goes. Just look it up on YouTube.
I'll put the Canadian anthem down for them so they can listen to it while listening to the podcast. Just imagine.
Here's Canadian anthem for you.
Anyways.
So next topic is small talk. Canada. Like, what's your guys' opinions on it?
Like, about small talk?
Yeah, what's your guys' opinions?
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it? Okay.
Well, what?
My thing is, what do you consider small talk? What do you consider
small talk? What do I consider small talk?
Yeah, what do you consider small talk? Every person I've talked to small talk has different answers for what it is.
Can I give you my example of like what people say is small talk? I feel like it's the same amount of as like everyone else anyway.
You're always able
to. Okay. Yeah, I'll give you an example, but you're gonna be my second person example.
I'm the example.
AC, I guess. Okay, so I'll be like, hey.
Hi.
And that's it.
Hey.
Have you?
How's the weather?
You?
So, you know, how's you the weather? Say, hey, how's it going? How's life been, bro? You can't just go, hi. No wonder
people are gonna hate. There are a lot of people like that.
Up, my bro? How's life going? That's not small talk. You gotta be amped up. This is small.
Yeah, bro, let's go.
You gotta be.
But
like,
that's small talk to me. If someone just says hi, and then someone else says hi, and then you don't really know where to go from there. Sometimes, like, how's life been? And then that's how like it becomes a small talk.
I mean, to be honest, if it's a first time meeting someone, probably better to do small talk. But once you actually know that person, probably.
Then you become weird like me.
I don't know if this says anything about you you guys, but I have this feeling every time I go to a friend's house. No matter how long I've known them, the first 2 hours are the most awkward hours ever. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to talk about. You're just there. The first 2 hours when I'm at someone's house, I'm just sitting there and like, so.
I'll just give them a bunch of stupid game.
What do you want to do? Like, I find the first 2 hours when hanging out with someone is really hard.
I say this, like, I feel like it also comes to like being a introvert and an extrovert.
But does that
because
mean,
like sometimes
does that mean I'm an introvert then? Like, I don't know, but like after those 2 hours, like,
you're
over.
I don't know.
What is the combination of an introvert and an extrovert, though? What would that? What kind of name would that be?
I'm saying this in spell.
Emi Sosa.
That's what it is. Emi Sosa.
What was your question? I didn't even hear what you said.
Coke.
Cool. I don't know.
What's your opinion on Coke? What's the best soft drink?
Best soft drink?
He calls it pop.
I call it soda and pop soda, soda pop.
No, you don't. No, you call it pop all the time.
Isn't it like a British thing? It's like a pop
Pop is British. Pop is definitely sounds
Southern is
like a
soda.
British
Northern America is pop. Soda pop is out of country.
I say soda. Like,
pop,
like,
pop
like
is
if it's like a, just a drink, I say, do you want a drink or a soda?
Because,
like,
whatever comes out,
north
comes out.
People
me.
Call it pop. I'd much rather call it soda because soda just sounds much better.
It does
rolls
sound
out the tongue
better.
So much more.
But it just, pop just comes out faster, so it comes out first.
That's what she said.
I was waiting for someone to say that. Fuck you.
I was going to make a really bad joke, but you know I'm not going to.
Say it.
What's the worst scenario you guys have ever dealt with when it came to small talk?
That
when it's someone you don't know at all, and they
What's
try
that?
And they just start trying to talk to you for no reason.
What's the worst scenario?
Just 'cause they have nothing else to
like this worst scenario
like that.
You've ever gone through or situation.
I feel like you're just saying hi or just like ignoring them because they said like some like small talk, and then eventually they kind of like speak back, and you're like, I don't know if I really want to like respond because I feel weird now.
I feel weird now.
Or like,
okay. What's
the worst? Weird now.
Oh.
I don't know. I just.
The worst small talk I've ever had with someone is when I knew one of my friends had beef with someone and they try to talk to my friend and I would be like, hey, what's up? And I would try to like come up with something to move on, but I just kept walking. I didn't know what to say.
You just walked away as you were saying, hey, you.
Yeah.
Hey, you. And then he just looks at you and you walk away.
And Brent, have you ever
what's
the worst situation you've ever dealt with when it came to small talk?
I had a one
I was just awkward to talk to in general.
No, you're not. You're
easy to talk to. All the way up until high school, I was an awkward person to talk to, so there wasn't really any kind of incidents I can name.
I had a
besides maybe a time where my sister made me take blame for something she did.
Actually, speaking of what you were talking about earlier, I think I did have a situation, like an awkward moment type of thing. Not really awkward, small talk. It was more of like awkward moment, I guess. I don't know what you would consider with this. I'll talk about it anyways.
Yeah, you can't just say, like,
love.
Edge the audience,
baby
bro,
can't hurt
or I'll
me.
Edge us.
Baby can't
say.
Hurt me no more.
Brent's just in his right now.
For one, okay. When I got off after a breakup, right, I was depressed. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to try and meet up with this one friend. And this one person, I met him like at high school, and then we didn't talk, and then we finally like talked again. And I'm not gonna mention any names or anything, I'm just gonna just mention what exactly happened. And I went to this place eventually.
Dude.
And
holy shit, you're ADHD right now.
She's like looking over to her shoulder, like, am I the only one in here?
I'm listening. Her ADHD, she'll be like talking and then jump to another situation.
I don't know. I don't know how to talk anymore. My English is bad. Anyway, so we start kind of like doing it. And then.
You did it?
He pauses. Yes. We did the naughty naughty.
How dare you?
And
he did the naughty naughty.
How dare you?
And then.
I'm just kidding. Continue.
And then he was like, well, what was your plan? And I was like, well, I was just wanted to be like friends with benefits. And he was like, well, I wasn't trying to look for that. And I wasn't looking for a relationship. I was like, then why were you trying to sex time me all this time?
Bruh.
Like, if you didn't want to be friends with benefits or anything. And then after that, he unfollows me. And then I find out, because I'm spending time with my friend's place. And she ends up telling me that like that same dude was trying to sex time her.
Oh, shit. Why didn't she warn
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and I started.
Time?
No, but she didn't know. We had just, like, this talk because, like, we both knew the same person. We just didn't know, like, he was even doing that. And that was, like, his intention. Yeah. But, yeah, he ended up, like, trying to, like, mess with us both. And I started laughing because I was like, bro, he tried to get some cheeks and he didn't get any.
For reals.
He did good. Nothing.
Couldn't pull.
Wait, technically he did, though.
Technically, well, at least with me, not with her. Because she was like, no. She knew better than I did. And it was funny because at the end of that like session that I had with that guy, he just randomly was like, yeah, sorry, last minute, I have to like go help my friend. And I was like, oh, okay. And so he just kind of left me and I was just like going,
what a way to
like, yeah, hi, now, you know? I'll go help him now. And he starts like fucking running.
That reminds me of a situation that happened during last semester of this past semester of college. Do me talk about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, before my friend got into the relationship she was having, I'll give you some background information before. So we met up at college.
You're all upgrading.
I would like to point out this topic started off as small talk, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I seem to forgot.
Hey.
Go on. No,
this isn't just the YouTube. This is all the listeners or whatever's left over when AJ's like, yeah, let's just nuke this entire section.
I want to take off my shoes real quick. Then I can talk.
I'm thinking about, I'm going to take off my shirt for this moment. I'm like, hey, yo.
Alright, I'm right. Okay, so me and my friend met up during the fall semester. We hung out, came closer, and we made a friend group, right? And in that time. But before she has her boyfriend that she has now, she was trying to find someone. And she would always use, like, she would always take a picture of me, and she would always see if the guy would react mad or not to see whether or not that guy is good enough for her. Because for some reason, every guy that gets mad when they see my face is a negative thing. And every time when they're like respecting of me, they're a nice guy. It is so fucking weird and funny. But anywho, moving on to what actually happened. She went on a date with this guy, and
when he saw her face, and he's like, ew, no.
So she met up with this guy, hung out at her dorm room, and she was, you know, just hanging out, get to know the guy, you know, just first date kind of thing, just get to know each other, just started hanging out, watch some movies, blah, blah, blah. And she literally straight up texts me. She's like, dude, this guy is fucking annoying. And I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do about it? She was like, hey, can you run over here frantically panicking and act like you need me? Like you need help with something? I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And I'm like, this is before I knew why. She just straight up said, this guy's annoying. Can you help me get out of this situation? I'm like, sure. So I literally ran, because my fraternity house and her dorm building is about a 5-minute walk. I sprinted there in less than 3 minutes, and I was already in her room. She didn't laugh, but she's like, all right, I wanna talk to my friend real quick. He really needs right now, he needs help with something. And she came out of the room, closed the door, because we were in, because it was, the room is like a suite, so we were in like the main room area. She literally started dying laughing under her breath. She's like, thank you. And she goes back into the room to tell the guy that I need help with something. So this guy took maybe 20 minutes to fucking put on his shoes and leave. I'm like, holy shit.
He's like a tourist.
This guy, I'm like, dude, this guy is down bad. He took forever to put on his shoes. Sorry. I just thought that situation.
Wait. No, I just imagine like,
I do have a talk we should add in, though.
Oh, what?
We should talk about a little bit of a certain someone leaving YouTube.
Huh?
Game Fury?
Oh. No.
No. I didn't want to bring it up.
I'm going to bring it up.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Because it made me too sad. I purposely sent this out. Rather, I was debating whether or not saying, hey, guys, you can add whatever. Because usually I do that all the time. I was debating whether or not to say it.
I'm going to add that in.
I didn't want to say it because I was like already feeling sad about it and I didn't want to cry.
I only watched the first two minutes of the 24-minute video and I was just like, yeah, I can't do this. I'm going to cry. I'll watch it later, but like, holy shit, why, MatPat? Why?
It's because that it became their relationship became mostly work. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to spend time with his family.
Well, it makes sense. He's been doing it for how many years? And like you said in the video, it was his baby, and then he finally actually has a family now, so he wants to focus on his life. And the fact that he literally started a crew because it was already too much stress, and already now it's still too much stress, so he can't handle it anymore. He just wants to focus on his family, which I understand that. I'm actually surprised he didn't do this during COVID time. I'm very surprised.
Me too. Honestly, I just like I saw the bit of it when he's like, "I'm not joking. This is not clickbait." And then I was like, "Oh no, oh no!" When he said that that's fact, I was like, very concerned.
Oh, game theory! I would have laughed so hard if he ended in.
I did like it at the end. He put in all the jokes that people have made about saying it's a theory, a game theory, at the very end from all the YouTubers.
Yeah,
I don't know. It made me so sad because I was like, that's like everybody's like go to, and also like they came for him, you know.
It's funny because before MatPat started doing theories, I watched the same this guy that did the same type of content that MatPat did, and oh my god, I literally for the longest time was battling between the two. I can't remember what this guy's name was called, but he did like theories about Portal, he did theories about Mario. It was pretty much everything like MatPat did. And then MatPat got bigger. I don't even know what this guy's
name. It reminds me a lot when Smosh was relevant, and then when Anthony left, it took a downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has MatPat revealed us who the guy that is replacing him?
Nope, they won't be revealing it until the until tomorrow. When his last theory comes out.
I was say, he said May. His last theory is like May something.
You know what I'm hoping for, though? I'm hoping that, like, funny enough, he'd be like, oh, it's Markiplier.
I would be okay with or, like, that. Something. Honestly, I'd be okay if it was Markiplier.
I would want it to be, too.
Whoever they're going to choose has big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm. All I gotta say is, if MatPat says it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay.
No. I don't trust him on that. No. No. It's kind of worrisome because, like, the reason why people subscribed to him was because of him. It wasn't because of anybody else. Like, when that other guy came in, they just wanted MatPat. They didn't want this guy to come in, you know? At least for, like, most of us.
Dude,
like, as much as we do appreciate it, not the same.
I remember when he started.
They were bringing in more people whenever he went, he left to go do, I think it was a. When he went to go get married, he took a break, and they had someone else do it for a while. Yeah, they did not like that.
It just doesn't feel the same, and it's
because
like
MatPat keeps the energy up.
Exactly.
MatPat just has that fucking energy.
Just that feeling is kind of like gone. Like, you know, it's like the vibes aren't there. To say at least, that's the best way if I can say check. It. The vibes aren't there.
And the vibe check.
I'm like wrong at the same time. I'm kind of happy I'm doing this.
Now. Fuck you.
Yay!
How dare
well,
you?
It gives a perspective what day it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it came out yesterday, though.
Yesterday, by the time that we're doing this. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like drawing my character's side views of like for one of my stories I'm gonna make. I'm hoping gonna make, because I'm bad at designing. Actually, funny enough, I'm doing. I can't English. So I've made like two characters from like a series. It's called like Tales of New.
Okay.
And I'm just doing like the main two characters first, and then like I make the destruction of the gods of destruction. One of them being Haku's father. That's a spoiler, but.
Hell yeah! I love spoilers.
I mean, you could all. I mean, AJ can get rid of that. So just say you're making a comic.
Yeah, well, I am making a comic. I'm sending it to you too, because like
I'm telling you, I will buy that when it comes out.
What, the comic?
I will buy the keychain, my keychain.
Oh yeah, I'm sending the keychain to you, AC.
I would say
I have one left.
You called me when I was on the side of the road. Oh yeah, should I talk about me on the side of the road?
If you feel comfortable. Wait.
So, not last night, but the night before, I was on the side of the road. My battery of my car died. And I was stuck on the side of the road for 3-4 hours. And, you know, I would have to admit, being on the side of the road for 3-4 hours in my car was very peaceful. But it definitely sent some vibes down my spine, like something bad was gonna happen. But I'm not gonna lie, Kay, you fucking helped me out, because I was slowly going down that route, and then you scared the shit out of me by calling me.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I saved your life, didn't you?
Well, I was trying to fall asleep because I was really tired, and then I felt my my leg vibrate, and I was like, what the fuck? And I looked at my phone. I'm like, oh, it's Kay. And I answered her, and I was very surprised. I'm like, did Big Sis tell you? That's why I was like confused.
Because Big Sis, when you guys were like, you took a picture together, and then you both, well, Big Sis, I think she's the one that sends it in our group chat.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah, so she was like, oh, yeah, we're together, we're not together, IRL. It's a really bad interpretation.
And then you hear me, on the side of the road.
Yeah, no, that's why I got kind of, like, concerned, so I ended up, like, calling you just in case. It was also that, but also, like, to annoy the fuck out of you, because I like to bother my friends. So it's reminding me of that story. You remember when I got into the hospital? Yeah, that was
very scary.
Interesting. I'll tell you the story. Okay, so pretty much the day before New Year's. I was home alone. I ended up calling Gil, right? And
you did tell me about this.
And I was like, hey, you know, my roommate brought home an edible. So, you know,
it was like a cookies and cream. Story, I know this story. God, fucking gosh, dude. All right, continue.
You know, she brought home, you're supposed to technically have it, like, into little tiny pieces.
Tell them how many milligrams.
But I don't remember exactly, but I just remember she said, like, something, 20-something grams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And my dumbass was like, oh, 20, because I thought it was 20 milligrams, not 20 grams.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I can eat the whole thing. And
dude,
so I grabbed it.
Skyrocketing.
It was really bad, because I was home alone, and I was like, oh, you know, it's fine, because like alcohol, you can temper it and you won't have to go like in the hospital and shit, right?
It's like alcohol, nothing. Oh my goodness.
I take it, and I'm just like waiting for it to like take effect, because I'm like, I'm gonna grab some food in the meantime. I'm hungry. I'm craving mac and cheese. So I make mac and cheese. I'm chatting with Gil.
And then I lay
in the bed.
Then you realize that fucking the reason why you were getting hungry is because that was taking an effect.
Well, it hasn't taken effect, but let me explain. So I go on the bed, right? And you know that, like, Like, you know the anime scene where, like, they're like, ugh! And then, like, there's like a, it starts to get blurry and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That started coming in. It was exactly like that. And I fucking, my body ends up being tense. I fucking lay on the floor and I'm like, oh, shit, it's happening. Oh, no, 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 no. And so I call my roommate, right? And I tell her, hey, I'm high. And she's like, wait, you took the whole thing? And I was like, yeah. And you're home alone. I was like, yeah. And she immediately starts, she's like, okay, call Ollie and Ollie will be home soon. And I was like, okay, Ollie is like my other roommate. So I go and he's already home. And I'm like, I told him to call the police. And so he ends up calling the police. And he got home and the ambulance are already home. And he, and they're like checking me up. And they're like, okay, we'll take you to the ambulance and whatever. And then the emergency room. And I don't remember this, but apparently I ate a sandwich. And I gave Ollie a little piece remaining, like a tiny, tiny piece of him, and I was like, here you go. And he apparently was like, you just gave me a tiny ass piece left, and at this point I just told you to eat him. I was like, no. I remember being at the ambulance, just like being next to Ollie, and I was like smiling. And they just, I remember the ambulance like making some like ass joke and like, you'll be fine. And I was like, okay. I got to the ambulance, I ended up being fine. But I was still like confused, like, what the fuck happened?
I still can't
believe it. It was funny because like, I remember being aware of my surroundings. Like, somehow I was aware of like what was happening and like how it ended up being slow. And I just kept reminding myself to just keep breathing, because, like, otherwise, it would have probably gone down bad. And so I'm not going back to taking those ever again. It was like a chocolate.
Damn, you were.
It was like a cookies and cream chocolate. And yeah, that's my story.
That's the podcast title right there. Kay's first experience with edibles.
So that's my story. I also got drunk at a party, too.
Yeah, do you want to say that story?
Is
there not much?
Yeah. No, there's a lot. It was, like, one of my roommate's friend's party. Like, they just turned 18. They're like, they're 18. Woo. So we go to, like, a restaurant. We ordered some food. We didn't end up finishing it all.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we just saved it.
And then, you didn't know in Canada they can legally drink at age of 18.
What was I going? What else? Oh, yeah. So we got to, like, our house or whatever. We're all partying. We're taking full-on shots. And there's a certain point where we all just kind of like drink, and I'm the first one being tipsy, of course. So I end up passing out. I wake up, and this one girl, I didn't even meet her yet. She's like, hey, you want to play chess? And I was like, sure. And as I'm like just chatting and playing chess, right next to me, someone ends up puking. So essentially, we're all like, okay, great. So now we have to like clean it up, and it's all over our couch. And we have to like throw it out and then put it in the wash, and then
the fun stuff.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, and some people ended up being stripped naked almost.
I stripped in my shower.
Interesting thing to that's like an every notice. No, but like it was different because like they just ended up deciding, oh, let's just strip naked on the couch. Like, even the birthday girl ended up doing so, and I was just like, okay, well, we're gonna go in the kitchen now.
You're like, I don't
have a party
that.
In the kitchen. Yeah, and yeah, we just took more shots, and then I passed out, and then
sounds like fun.
That's my story. Yeah. And I have another one tonight, apparently. Well, it's a coworker party, but we're not drinking. We're just
you're a party animal, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I just haven't had the chance to party, so like, this is a nice opportunity to do that since I'm fair. Living in a new place and being independent woman.
This is a perfect segue for the next topic. What are things that you cannot eat but look edible?
Not eat edibles. No.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, things that look delicious, but you can't eat it because it's not edible.
Okay.
I would say the styrofoam.
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods do look like it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, right?
It's like a gusher, dude.
Tide Pods.
You just want to bite into it and it just explode in your mouth.
Tide Pods. That's the best example.
Mine's a styrofoam packing peanuts. Brent, what about you? Give us your example. No, don't. It looks like marshmallow fluff, but yes, but no. So what?
Handle.
How does a handle look edible?
No, candle with a C.
I heard handle. Did you hear handle, Kay?
It's because it smells so good. You're just like, I want to eat it or drink it.
I do want to drink the wax. I'm not going to lie.
Don't do it.
Plug my fucking inner.
I have a story where I did something stupid with my first candle.
Your first.
All right, go ahead.
Wait. Your first candle.
So it turns if it gets low enough, it turns into a liquid. Well, I didn't want to light it up another time, so I just dumped into the sink. You want to know what happens when you dump it into the sink?
It clogs up.
Evaporates and explodes.
No, it expands, and then you have to dig it out of the entire sink. I know that now! Not when I was half asleep, but 3 hours asleep.
That is your fault.
That's a skill issue on you.
That's a skill issue on you.
No, you both are skill issues.
That's a skill issue.
You both need some more skill issue.
You need more skill issues.
Dude, I have a brilliant product idea. You know how it's
Is it about how that you do cocaine?
Skill issue, skill tissue. You can handle it the way.
Yeah,
handle
it. Yeah. Use your skill tissue when you have a skill issue. I'm trying to do the Squidward fucking laugh.
The Squidward laugh.
The next topic is, what can I do to get myself out there? This is a question that I'm asking for you guys personally. What is something that I can get myself out there?
For one,
cocaine.
Make yourself unique, and also make something that, like, people find stupidly amusing. Or that, or knowledgeable. Because people are curious to learn, and the more they learn, the more they do.
What if you become a game theorist?
Stop.
Bro, no. You cannot copy the copy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't copy... English. You can't copy the special.
It's just like... I'm at the point where I don't know what to do to get myself out there. Like, I'm doing everything I can.
I know!
What?
Great mic, prove a point, do shorts on YouTubes, and...
There you go. Do some shorts on, like, TikTok or YouTube, and then put your...
No, but, like, he does. But, like, there's... Usually people pop it off with, like, something, or at least some hint of knowledge.
I didn't see AJ release any, like, any clips. From when our gaming session, except for like one.
I do on TikTok, I don't get like anything from it. I don't even get TikTok followers. I barely even get likes on my, I just get views.
I got 3 followers from my last one.
It's just like, I don't know, like, I'm struggling on YouTube, like, I will be putting so much effort into a video, like.
It also didn't help that you took a large break. I'll be honest.
It doesn't help that I was fucking struggling with so much. Like, I'll be honest with the Crunch of Doom video. I put so much effort and time into that video. And it barely has any views. It's just really sad.
Or if you put, like, money. Money or...
Put money. What? Put what with money? Like, what are you trying to say? Put money.
Become a VTuber. No, like,
think of Mr. Beast, for example, right? Mr. Beast, like, literally, the game theorists are talking about this. Mr. Beast puts it in.
No,
like, bunch of numbers. Watch his brain and keep it puffled.
Do not say that he should put so much money into it like Mr. Beast does. Let me just say that now. Mr. Beast got lucky with his, okay? He got super lucky. It will not work again with anyone else but him.
My question is, do you want me to just go up to someone, like, play a random, like, Call of Duty public lobby? Be like, hey, does anyone want any money if you guys win a 1v1 gunfight? Like, that just... I will be giving a hint to those that listen to this podcast, especially you guys that are here right now. Ever since I got a PS5, I will be collecting all the clips that is on my PS4 and be making a series out of really funny clips I have left over on my PS4. So, yeah.
Did you make a 2023 thingy?
I don't have best of 2023. To replace that, I am doing a 2023 rewind that I am hosting, so that's what I am currently working on right now. And the video, I'm not sure when will be done, but I am currently working on it right now. So that'll be my kind of yearly thing. I don't know if I'll be doing the best ofs again, because I haven't been posting much. It feels like it would be a really short video if I even tried doing a best of. But if I do, if people want them again, I'll make them again. But as of right now, I want to, we'll see how this YouTube rewind goes. If it turns out really good and people really like it, I'll do it again next year. But if it doesn't turn out good, I'll go back to probably best of. I would say I have like plans for stuff. I just need help getting myself out there and advice, because people are like, oh my god, your stuff is so good. It's like, okay, can you give me like something to work on? Like, can you give me some advice? Like, no one really gives me that. So I will definitely try to post some shorts and more TikToks. So
you just need more critiques. That's what it is. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for critique. I understand that part. I can't really like say 100% because, like, again, I'm not like famous or anything like that. It's just like a matter of like, I think of it this way. I'm doing just the things that I like,
yeah,
and people like it. You know, that's just how it is. If you do it, but also try and bring people in, because like, the reason why social media is to bring people in. And I know that most people are not going to do it for, like, them. They're not going to, like, do it for themselves. Or will do it for someone else. Just to game something out for them.
I know exactly what you mean. I was about to say, like,
that's the best way I can explain it, because I'm bad at English.
I was about to say, that is one question I have to say. Does it seem like my energy and the videos that I produce have gone down?
No.
Like, does my
energy... I don't think they've gone up either. I don't think they've gone up either.
Because I've been trying to keep up the energy. Because I enjoy what I'm doing. Like, I enjoy playing games. I enjoy making content for everyone. And it's... Because it's not just for my followers. It's for the it's also for the people that play games with me, you, Brent, our group. When we played Fortnite together, I had so much fun with all. That was the one time we were all, most of us was able to get together and play games, and I had so much fun.
Yeah.
I was so excited to make that video, and I still think that's one of my favorite videos.
Hey, AJ, guess what?
What?
I'm about to crack your nuts.
That was one of your first videos.
Oh,
that was
one of the videos.
That was one of the videos that you appeared on.
Can you guess what came into the shop last night?
Cracking nuts?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something though? There's one of the things that I, and this is like really different, but also like I'll explain this. My favorite moment of like we had all together was the one where, like, not just the one with, like, us playing Fortnite, but also the one where you went to the bathroom And you were just randomly in the bathroom as we were in the call, and we heard.
I'll never forget the first time he did that was during a live stream we did of the Vanguard's then Vanguard Zombies, I believe.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's the first time you did that, and I was like, "What? No." Yeah. I remember that.
Now it's like a tradition.
I think Kay just jumped into my chat and said something, and then all of a sudden later on the video, yeah, he left. Go do his own thing.
Yeah, I think ever since then, I just felt comfortable with peeing on stream or whatever. Oh, because no one's going to see it, and you barely
hear it. That sounds so wrong.
He wants to pee on stream.
Like, there's no camera. It's just, you're just seeing my fucking screen or Storm's screen. You're not seeing us, so...
We're just hearing you piss. That's not the same thing.
Yeah,
it's definitely not. He definitely didn't just pour water into something like a bowl.
It's not like I just made a fucking kink or anything. For those that who are interested in fucking,
you are the creation of the kinks.
I was the creation of pee kink.
Of the pee kinks, yeah. I blame you for it. No, because people are like, I want more pee kinks from AC.
I want AJ to pee.
And then they just create, yes, please. I want his bath water.
Someone did mention me that. I'm sure you want his OnlyFans.
Wait, they actually did? They did?
I can't remember if it was Cody, Isaiah, or Brent that mentioned bath water, and then someone in chat.
It was Cody. It was freaking Cody. It was Cody. I know. Yeah. It was either Cody or Isaiah. I remember one. It was one of them too.
And I was just like, why? Why? What made you decide to start doing art and making
me?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, actually, this is kind of more like wholesome, but like this is like when I was 12, 13, about to go to high school. I was at my cousin's. Shout out to my cousin. I love you very much. Thank you for being awesome. I was like, I think 12, and she was like in her high school years, and she gave me kind of like advice on like drawing like Sonic characters. She gave birth to me.
Yeah, she gave birth to you. She gave birth. She technically did. She gave birth to Auto Kyoko.
She gave birth.
Technically, yeah.
The birth of K by my cousin.
The birth. That sounds so wrong.
How's that wrong?
I don't know. Just the way you said that she gives birth to me. Anyway.
I wasn't even the one that started that, but yeah, sure.
You were.
No, AJ said it before me.
I could have sworn you did. Anyway.
AJ, I hope you know you're editing this.
I am.
He's probably gonna delete him saying it first just to make me sound like I said it.
No, I'm not. Because it's funnier.
No.
Make us think we're all crazy.
Yeah, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. So, my cousin used to like draw like very. She was like a big fan of like Sonic games. That's how I kind of got inspired to play like Sonic games, and like one of those games was, I think it was like something about like the wolf one or like the
Sonic. Sonic Unleashed.
That's what it Sonic was. Unleashed. Yeah, that was the one I liked a lot when I was a kid, and I remember She was doing like little tutorials, kind of like comics of like how to draw like Sonic and stuff, and it was so nice and professional. It almost seemed like she was the one that made the character.
Damn.
And there was like a point where I asked her to draw Amy, and she drew a picture of like Amy in a little cute like shoes and everything. And I told her like, "Hey, I want to be an artist like you." And I remember her just like, smiling, like, "You can." He's like, yeah, you can start however you want. And I think the minute I started high school is when I started drawing. I started drawing professionally, kinda.
Yay.
When I started high school. And then I was like, you want to make my stuff huge? So I did like a drawing first, and then I ended up doing digitally, and then here we are now.
Interesting. The birth of
Kyoko. The creation of Kyoko. The creation of Kyoko. The creation of Kyoku in, so as in like virus fighters.
What's the thought process behind your art?
The thought process? Oh, I think of it as like
it's all about the Doritos.
Yeah, I had an obsession with Doritos, so I kind of put it into my character because, like, at the time, Kyoko was me.
It is
in a
you.
Way, but
mean?
A better version.
No, it's you.
No, but I thought of it as like you. She's like a better version of how I imagined her to be.
Also, what like, in the world is this next topic? I have questions.
What's your questions?
Don't just wait until she finishes.
Fucking okay, I'll wait till she finishes. I've seen the list. What is this last one? What is this one?
Just go on, Kay. Finish your thought.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. He's just trying to like dodge the question.
Go on.
I forgot what the question was.
Thought process behind your art. Go.
Oh, the process? I don't know what the process is. It's like, I think of it as like, I mix like anime and / cartoonish style into my art. And I always make sure like the eyes will always pop up because I love drawing eyes. Our eyes are really pretty. They are expressionful.
Eyes are very.
But it's also weird because like people confuse my. Yeah, people confuse my eyes. They made Kyoko's eyes black, and I was like, "That's supposed to be blue." Can't you see like the little tiny blue that's in the design?
No.
No. Deadass.
No.
Well, yeah, that's supposed to be the eye color. It's just confusing for a lot of people who see this and then end up drawing it, and then we're like, "Oh, this is what she looks like. She has black eyes." And I was like, "No, she has blue eyes." Yeah. But yeah, my drawing is like how I draw is very different from how other people draw when it comes to like eyes and hands and feet.
I draw.
I used to draw circle eyes. Circle eyebrows. These like very what? Bushy eyebrows, and I remember. Yeah, I was in that phase. Also, the long face phase. Also, I don't remember what else was there. Disproportionate characters, I think. And yeah, that's what I'll say.
Hell yeah. You even made some of my thumbnails for me, and they're so adorable.
Yeah!
I want to get pregnant with Booba's
K-2024. What? What did you just say? What did you just say?
I'm reading quotes.
Where are you getting that from?
Echoes in the same mouth, Kyoko.
Oh, this is in my server. Oh my god.
Wait, he's in your server right now?
Yeah, Storm's in my server right now. I remember those fucking...
Do you want to hear some of my quotes?
Smell my cock, K.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a common K quote right there.
Yeah. If you're not wiggling, you're not digging. K and May.
Alright. Here's the most latest AJ quote. Clutch or cake?
Gladly.
Clutch or cake?
Gladly.
And then another one's throat night.
Oh, some brocumbo. I can't English.
Clearly. Alright, last topic. We're all doing this. Smash or pass the Skinwalker.
Smash or pass?
We're doing smash or pass. I have a list of characters.
I have questions.
Okay.
Why this list of characters?
I would pass on the Skinwalker.
Why?
Pass on the Skinwalker?
Why would you smash?
Skinwalkers?
We're doing
smash. What do you mean, smash?
Alright. Smasher
Pass. It depends on the Skinwalker.
Just the whole.
What's the Skinwalker again?
Whose skin have they taken over?
Just Smasher Pass Skinwalker. Would you Smasher Pass?
Hey, AJ, you're not answering my questions.
What? What was your question?
What skin did they take over?
Fucking no. Does it matter? I'm just saying Skinwalker as a whole.
Yes! It matters a whole lot!
I'm just saying Skinwalker as a
whole. I remember you mentioned this joke. You said this joke before.
Okay. What joke? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what joke are you talking about?
He said, what kind of skin does the Skinwalker take over?
No, that's not a joke. I'm asking legitly. Because that depend is the answer is dependent on my answer.
Fine. Oh, Ryan Reynolds as a Skinwalker.
Do you guys not know who a Skinwalker even is?
Alright. No. I'm just saying in general.
Of course.
I'm just saying in general, it doesn't fucking matter.
She's
I'm just
looking
saying...
it up. I see it. I can see her looking it up right now with Skinwalker.
Who, Kay?
What you mute?
I'm eating at five.
Would you smash or pass a Skinwalker of Ryan Reynolds? Go.
Pass.
Okay, Kay. Smash or pass a Skinwalker of Ryan
Smash.
Reynolds?
Smash.
Okay. Smash or pass Woody from mm-hmm. Toy Story.
AJ always gets a Woody for Woody.
No. I say pass. If it was Buzz Lightyear, I would have smashed.
Why, you like Tim Allen?
Pass.
I like him better, personally.
Alright. Same here, I'd pass.
He's got that chin, you know?
Smash or pass a gremlin?
A gremlin?
Describe a gremlin, please.
Are you saying that I'm a gremlin? Because Gilly called me a gremlin.
I'm more so...
Look, Kay is a gremlin, yes.
I'm more so saying a gremlin from the Christmas movie Gremlins. Those type of gremlins.
Never watched it.
Pass.
You would pass?
They probably look
never
disgusting.
Watched. Never watched it.
Would you smash...
I don't have to leave, though.
Would you smash this gremlin?
No.
No.
It looks like a dog.
Would you smash or pass Colonel Sanders? I would definitely smash.
Heck no. No.
I would smash Colonel
Sanders.
Dude, have you seen sexy Colonel Sanders? Ooh, I'd smash.
Would you smash the KFC man?
That's
Colonel Sanders. That's Colonel Sanders.
There we go, smash. Yes.
Would you smash or pass Furby?
No.
Pass. Pass! That's a hard pass.
But think about the freaking head that Furby would
AJ,
get.
You can't defend a Furby.
No, I'm saying the character That's Furby, not how that the works. Video game the Furby. Just imagine the suction that Furby would give you.
Neither one are appealing, AJ.
I'm more so describing the character video in the game Furby.
I know you are.
Imagine the suction power, bro. I would definitely... I'd smash.
AJ's thinking Furby. about Furbies. All
right. Smash or pass Clifford, the big red dog.
Smash.
What the fuck? Why?
No, I would not smash him. I would pass because I would rather just hug him than actually fuck him. Okay?
Same here.
Yes.
But Brent, the fact that I didn't even get to finish, Brent was like, smash.
Why not? I said pass on everything else.
He's like, I want to smash that Clifford.
I like that AJ made this list and he didn't even... He said smash like the two of them.
What about... That sounds really weird. Never mind.
What?
No, would you smash
what? Stitch? Say it.
Huh?
Say it.
Stitch.
Smash.
AJ would 100%.
Smash.
He likes claws.
Monster. Oh, yeah, that's his kink. Oh, I'm not seeing it. Yeah.
He likes to have his paper bag ripped.
I mean, you guys aren't half wrong. I do like being scratched, so that's a whole different situation.
AJ, that's TMI for a podcast.
There's a reason why I'm cutting it out, buddy.
No, you better not.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoy this amazing and wonderful episode with Magical Coochie here. And I hope you guys come to see many more or listen to many more of our episodes. Comment down below who we should have on our podcast next. So, yeah. Kay, do you want
to... Nobody will. I will.
You will.
I'll be back.
I'll be back, Matthew Lillard says. Anywho, Kay...
Willie
you...
Rafton.
Sorry. The actor is Matthew Lillard, okay? Anywho, do you want to promote anything of yours? Go right ahead.
Mostly, just go on my Twitter. I'll be posting stuff. Maybe Discord server, if you want to check that out too, I guess. I go and put on my shop on Ko-Fi, if you want to check that out as well. If you want to buy anything that I make, that would be really awesome. Or if you want to commission me, you can go ahead as well. Just DM me on Twitter and I'll hit you up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, there's one more keychain left, so if you want to go get that too, it's a picture of my VTuber model that's going to come up too, maybe. I don't know. It's been a while since I've actually been streaming, but I do a lot of art, so if you want to hit up and say, hey, I want a commission, then do it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys all so much for watching. I love you guys all very much. And yeah, have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.